Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning on a Sunday morning at 6:37. I am Steve Dale, and I saw something on Facebook, where everybody sees something, right? And I saw a post about Harmony House for Cats, and I thought, you know what? We haven't had these guys in the studio for maybe 8 years. It's been way too long. And we have so many wonderful facilities, shelters in Chicago. Harmony House for Cats is one of them. You guys do the most amazing things for cats. In the studio now, shelter manager Jennifer Zamek and also board member Mary Veneman. Thank you guys, first of all, for getting up so darn early in the morning. I appreciate that. Tell me, if you can, Mary, a little about Harmony House.
Thanks for having us this morning. Harmony House is a cageless, no-kill cat shelter. We have been around since 1970, and we've been in our present building since 2012.
It's a great building. Where is it at?
Thank you. It's at 2914 North Elston Avenue. So it's in the kind of on the border of Logan Square and Avondale.
And the great thing about the facility, well, you said 2012, and it's built appropriately for 2012, you know? So cats are not in little cages, and it's a nice, sunny, airy place. The cats that are social, which are the overwhelming number of cats, get to be with other cats.
Yep, absolutely. We house our cats together. We oftentimes witness wonderful friendships between them, sometimes friendships that become lifelong when they're placed into adoptive homes together.
Oh, nice.
And all the cats in our building have access to natural sunlight, and they either get to look out, you know, on the street and see kind of people passing by, or they get to look at a courtyard and see birds and squirrels.
So if you want a cat fix, it's a great place to go. I hope that you adopt from there, but it's a great place just to check out the cats.
Yeah, we love having visitors to the building, and we have a pretty active volunteer program, and I'm always looking for more volunteers to help with the cats.
Right. So one of you is a board member. The other's the shelter manager. So I want to talk about board stuff with you, Mary, in a bit. But where do you get the cats from, Jennifer?
From a variety of places. We do have a stray license, so if people call and say they found a cat, If we have available space and can isolate them properly before releasing them to the other cats, then we can accept them in.
And that's the thing. So some number of years ago, the more animals you had, the better you were as a shelter, you know. Maybe before your time for both of you guys, but not before my time. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. 10 years ago, something like that? I mean, that was the thinking by the public. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that way, especially with cats. So if you have too many cats in one place, you're going to have disease transmission. You're going to have anxious cats because of the stress level. They then are more susceptible to those diseases, even if you do all you can to vet to see if they're coming in with anything. Now, it turns out we know that having a certain number, having just the right number is the best thing. You have plenty for people to adopt out, and they're healthier, which means more get adopted out. Is that kind of how it works?
It is. We have a self-imposed limit of 100 cats at the moment, and right now we're below that due to adoptions, because January and February are best adoption months of the
really?
Year.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not for most shelters. That's interesting.
We do most of ours. I've been here for 26 years.
Wow.
And
she's too young to say that.
Thank you. We've had the most adoptions in January and February since probably 94.
Wow. I had no idea. By the way, our phone number, 981-7200, area code 312, 981-7200, if you have any cat questions. Now, part of the reason why I asked you in is because, yes, I want to talk about Harmony House, but I want to talk about two cats in particular. And if you go to my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale, or you go to the Harmony House website, which is
hhforcats.org.
Either way, you will see who we are talking about. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Dawn and Ziggy Stardust.
So where did you find Dawn? We'll do one at a time here.
Dawn and Ziggy Stardust both came from a rural high kill shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached us about taking these two in because they needed help.
Yeah, and high kill is a term for marketing. It's fine. Was this a municipal facility?
No.
Okay.
This is a private open access shelter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So they really are a high kill shelter. All right. So tell me about these cats.
Dawn is an 8-year-old calico. She's
beautiful cat, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, calicos. Calicos and torties are my favorite.
Me too.
And they,
but they're kind of crazy.
Yeah. I personally have the exception to that rule.
Of course.
But they're still crazy, but they get along with everybody. That's my exception to the rule.
Okay.
But she suffered burns on one side of her, one whole side of her body. We're not sure what caused the burns. She was brought in with the injury, and she's at the vet right now getting silver sulfadiazine treatments and antibiotics.
Same thing people would get,
yep,
right?
Yeah, but wonderful stuff. Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yes, but this cat's... The pictures are actually hard to look at because this cat.
And those were the nicer pictures.
Yeah. So how did you have no idea?
We have no idea.
Was it abuse? It must have.
It may not necessarily mean abuse.
Well, this cat wasn't in a forest fire.
No. But we've seen burns before where, like, with a bad heating pad. One night, the day it had surgery. And it was fine. The next day, huge burn on its side. Like it just it festered overnight. And,
this looks a little more.
But it could have been like sleeping on an engine of a truck.
Yes,
something like that. That's
sure.
That's what I first looked at. That's what brought it to mind for me.
Absolutely. I think you're right. And this cat would have otherwise been euthanized by now.
Right.
So you saved this cat's life, but that doesn't come cheap.
No. That's why we have the caring fun page.
It's a fund me page, right? And I have a link to that on the blog, and I'll say the blog again. But this is the most gorgeous cat in the world, and by all accounts, it's a pretty sweet cat.
Very sweet,
even
very,
for a
very
calico.
Sweet.
What did I say? Now I'm going to get in trouble with you. Well, they do have
unique
personalities.
They're very quirky.
Yes.
They can be very quirky and. The most stereotypical thing about calicos and torties is they usually don't like other cats. The people are okay, but cats are usually, I don't like you. But but in some cases, they're the greatest cats.
And this
with
does
other
seem
cats.
Like a greatest cat.
She is.
Does it look like the cat's going to make it?
Yeah.
Excellent. And then we'll be adopted out.
When she's ready, yes.
Yeah, well, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah. Which will be a while.
Because, it will be, because the burns take a while to heal, and then we want to make sure hopefully the fur will grow back.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
You have to also make sure there's no underlying infection,
exactly,
et cetera.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's why she's going to be closely monitored with the vet.
Yeah, but you guys are doing a great thing. There are two cats. We'll talk about the other. When we come back on WGN, 14 minutes now before 7 o'clock, this is Steve Dale's Pet World, and I want to know if you're dreaming of warmer days. Are you done with the cold and snow? Oh, we're back on the radio. We're having our own little show off the air as we talk about Harmony House for Cats, which is, if you're a cat lover, this amazing place. And they're doing an amazing thing now by helping these two cats. We talked about one who somehow, some way, was burnt. Let's talk about the other cat, which is really a kitten, right?
He's a 12-week-old gray kitten. His name is Ziggy Stardust, after David Bowie.
Yeah.
And he suffered an injury to one of his front paws. It seems like it was snapped in a rat trap.
Yeah, that's what
And
you
he lost some toes. He only has one toenail sticking out. And there's a lot of crushed bones inside that they cannot repair. And he's in some pain, but he's on painkillers and antibiotics. And once the antibiotics get rid of his upper rasp, they can go in and amputate the leg.
Yeah,
that's what's going to have to be done.
Yeah, so he has an upper respiratory infection, can't go into surgery safely with that. So
correct.
Once that's gone, then you're going to amputate. And the thing is, I mean, that sounds horrible, but it is. It's terrible that this happened. Again, it's a cat you saved. But on the other hand, without you guys, this cat wouldn't be living. And the psychological baggage of losing a limb, as far as we know, cats and dogs don't have that.
Right. We've seen it many times in the past where we've had to remove a leg on a kitty here and there. Like, I've been there for 26 years, and we've done it maybe 3 or 4 times throughout those years. And they've bounced right back.
And it's done more frequently with dogs because dogs sadly get bone cancer. And
yep.
One way to deal with it is to actually remove the leg. Sadly, the bone cancer ultimately, in almost always case, comes back. But they have some number of months, if not over a year or two, of quality life, you know, because they're okay with 3 legs because they've got 3 legs, which is one more than we have, you know.
Yep.
So they do okay. So Harmony House is... Right now in this, I mean, you've got this beautiful, amazing, still relatively new building. It is a wonderful building. It's got to be tough being a board member because you have to make choices. And it's true not only of Harmony House, but maybe with one exception, as well as the municipal facilities an exception because they get their funds from primarily the city. So that's a whole different deal, for better or worse, just different. But Harmony House... like other shelters, just has to make some tough choices.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I think the hardest choice that we have to make on a regular basis is that there are times when we have to say no to a cat because we are a limited admission. But we're always thrilled when we can say yes, like we were able to with Don and Ziggy Stardust.
But it's also finances is what I'm referring to.
Yep.
So you want more donations, and every shelter in town wants more donations, and there just isn't enough money to do all, I suspect, all of what you want to do.
Yep, absolutely. We are always in need of more donations. We have seen over the last year or two, we've seen our vet costs go up due to a number of things, partially due to sometimes having very senior cats return to us. We always take adoption returns. And when we have a cat...
Do people do that? So they bond to a cat.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, the cat gets old because that's a good thing, you'd think, but then needs medical help, and they either say they can't afford it or really cannot afford
it. Yeah, a number of things can happen. I mean, we've had older cats return to us because their person passed away. We've had older cats return to us because the person, the adopter, is in financial distress. So we get them back for a lot of reasons. We're fully committed to the cats that we have in our care, and so when a senior cat comes back, we do what that cat needs in terms of veterinary work. But what this has meant is that our vet expenses have gone up a lot, and a lot of the standard medications that we use in the shelter have also gone up pretty significantly in price.
Well, everything goes up.
Yeah. And so one of the things that we've done is we have dropped our population through adoption, and that's partially a financial decision, partially a decision to see what would happen in terms of what you were talking about before, less stress in the shelter. And we have noticed that our adoptions have gone up and our foot traffic into the building.
Isn't that interesting?
Has gone up.
Yeah. Same at Treehouse. We did that a couple of years ago and exactly the same thing. Now we're breaking our own adoption records.
Yep.
More people in the building, happier cats.
Yep.
And the public is beginning to get it. They don't look around and say, where are the cats? I mean, it's not that they've... Same with you. It's not that there's two cats there.
Right.
You know, it's just somewhat fewer, and that, I'm making up a number here, but approximately 10% drop makes a 20% difference on the other side.
Yeah, that's what we've discovered. And you know, on the financial end, it allowed us to shut down one section of the building, which then required fewer staff hours. But it also seems to be resulting in more cats getting homes. And we're, you know, of course, always in need of donations to keep this going.
And in need of volunteers, which I want to talk about when we get back. Harmony House for Cats. Great place. What's the address again?
2914 North Elston.
Perfect. All right. So to volunteer, whether you're a cat lover, but your spouse is allergic, and you've got some of those, I imagine?
We do. We have some volunteers where somebody in the family is very allergic, and so they aren't able to have cats in their home, but they can come get a cat fix from us.
Yeah, or just want to help out this amazing place.
Yeah.
What are you looking for, and how do people help?
We're looking for help in a number of different areas. We currently have volunteers that help us transport our cats back and forth to the vet. We have volunteers that help us with fundraising, with special events. We have volunteers that help us with cleaning, and we're actively recruiting for that. We need a lot of help with that. But a lot of volunteers start out with our socialization program, and that program runs on Tuesday and Thursday evenings, and we just need volunteers to come in and spend time with the cats, play with the cats, get the young active guys really running around, groom the cats, and just give cats one-on-one attention that they don't necessarily get during the day when our staff is running around really moving quickly to clean the building and to feed and medicate everybody and do the day-to-day things that need to be done.
Excellent. Again, the website is?
hhforcats.org.
And to see the two cats, check out my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. Thank you guys for all you do, Jennifer and Mary from Harmony House for Cats. It is a terrific, terrific place.